to The Land Before Bedtime,
a production by SPH Radio,
the littlest podcast for our littlest listeners. In each episode, we bring you a short story, fable, or fairy tale filled with magic, wonder, and imagination. Tonight's story is read by Angelique Thieu. So tuck yourself in, close your eyes, and let's set off for The Land Before Bedtime.
In space. I've decided I'm moving. I'm running away. I'm bored of this room. I'd rather not stay. The best place to live for a girl such as me is space, with no rules and no gravity. My cat Bill and I will need astronaut suits. Our feet will be fine if we take some snow boots. We'll wear yellow gloves that you use to wash dishes, and balls on our heads where we used to keep fishes. I know that it's supposed to be called a fishbowl, but no fish are left since Bill swallowed them whole. For our bodies, I have found us some trash bags to wear. With our shiny new suits, we will be quite the pair. Now, the spaceship dilemma is easy to fix. I built one last summer, you know, just for kicks. Space is enormous. You can fly all around. I bet I'll see planets that nobody's found. As for space monsters, I'm not that afraid. A monster is a friend that you haven't yet made. First thing I'll do is go look for Saturn, and I'll fly through its rings in my zig and zag pattern. Next, I'll go zipping by Venus and Mars. It's easy, since spaceships are faster than cars. Bill thinks that Neptune has birds everywhere. He'd be rather mad if we didn't stop there. Mercury seems like a great place to tan, but it might be too hot if I don't pack a fan. When I'm hungry, I'll munch on some Jupiter fruit. I hope that the juice doesn't drip on my suit. On Uranus, I'll put on a wonderful play. The whole solar system can come, if they pay. It's freezing on Pluto, especially at night, but it's famous for hosting the best snowball fight. Eventually, I will fly back to the Earth. It's really quite beautiful, for what it's worth. In fact, there's no rush to explore space just yet. There are creatures down here that I still haven't met. I can't help but dream about all that's in space. But for now, I'll enjoy what is here in this place. The end.
This episode was read by Angelique Thieu and produced by Timo. For more stories just like this, catch us next time in The Land Before Bedtime.
The Land Before Bedtime is a production of SPH Radio. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and streaming on Google Home.